That's the whole reason why you have to have dreams in the first place, because your interpretation of reality is off. And the dream is trying to give you a message to compensate for that. That's why many dreams are anxiety dreams or nightmares even, right? Which have such power that you know you're interpreting reality wrong, or you wouldn't have got that dream. There's something off. There's something that needs to be dealt with. But this is why it's important then to have someone who is outside of your own ego system, who is adept at dream interpretation, who has no agenda toward your life, who can help you to understand that dream. And the function of dream interpretation has always been one of the main pillars of spiritual development and of spiritual teaching. But it has been lost in the modern age, or it has been refound with the agendas of psychoanalysis, etc., that have not fully opened to the spiritual dimension, which is the source of the dream. So indeed, it's a very difficult situation, and one must be very humble and seek someone outside of one's own ego to see if you can get some information that resonates, but that is different from what you're telling yourself about the dream. And to do that, trust is needed with a spiritual guide. And it's that trust also that's lacking in the present age, so that people don't get the help that they need, and then they stay with a false interpretation. But what usually happens if you have interpreted a dream falsely is another version of that dream will come soon thereafter. And if you keep getting the same kind of dream over and over again, it means you haven't interpreted it correctly and haven't acted on that knowledge. And so the message is still relevant. Usually once you have digested a dream and shifted in accordance with that in your waking life, then you get a different kind of dream that follows up to where you are now. Okay, so the dreams themselves are ladders to higher levels of consciousness.